And so we are getting ready to go with the Station Garage Limited Lightweight Consolation Race. And we've got number 19, who's going to be on pole position for this one, Aaron Hands. With number 64 in there next to him, Russell Taylor. And also number 60 in there, ready to go. Number 60 will complete the front row. That is Jack Andrews. But the leaders on the road, getting ready for their little sighting lap around Cross Four Ways. Six laps on this one. And Rob Pritchard's waiting. First of all, though, Rob, what a cracker race the last one, eh?
It absolutely was. Yeah, here they are on their sighting lap. Leading the way is the number 60 machine of Jack Andrews, the newcomer on the R7 as well. So yeah, the convoy on its way through Cross Four Ways, well on its way now. What a race that was. I mean, that move from Dean Harrison through Cross Four Ways here, there was inches, and I'm talking inches, between him and Hickman on the way through. But as Hickman was saying, he knows that they're both clean riders. They both knew exactly what they were doing. There was no concerns through there. But it just seemed to take them an eternity. The convoy is all the way through, by the way. Travelling Marshall's going past now ahead of this lightweight consolation race. But it seemed like it took an absolute eternity. It felt like I could have read a small book by the time that they turned up and popped out from behind those two properties next to me. And Dean Harrison emerged out in front. But Mike Brown playing his part as well. And just a quick honourable mention to a couple of others from that race as well. Both Barry Ferber and Amalric Blanc inside the top 15, 13th and 15th respectively, after starting all the way back. I'm just going to double check on the sixth row. And also as well, the likes of Austin Webster doing well to push into the top 20 after starting on the seventh row. There was some good fun. And Stephen Bellavoine started on the back row, 17th place finish. Great finish from the newcomer. But that's all done and dusted now. I mean, if the next big bike race, if that's anything to go by, that'll be a treat later on. But it's the lightweight consolation race to come. To you, Chris.
Thank you very much to Rob Pritchard. Yeah, the roll towards there. I can see the number 96 machine. That's Ben Wilkinson on his machine. These guys, of course, not managing to qualify, unfortunately, for the main Super Twin or the lightweight race. But the club, again, will give them a race, which is great to see. Number 70, that's Dale Brew. Rolling into his position with 60 in there too. Number 60, we mentioned before, Jack Andrews, a newcomer. And 64 in the middle there, Russ Taylor. And our pole man just dropping into position there now, Aaron Hands on the 19. So these, of course, are the lightweights, the super twins, whatever you want to call them. Sport bikes, engage gear, watch the lights, the revs rise, and away we go. And a good start by Dale Brew. I think Dale Brew, Beth Espy on 70, has got a cracker.
Well, we are just waiting for them to come down here. Let's just see who is leading at the moment. Number 70 in the lead, as you say, Dale Brew. An absolutely blistering start for him coming through from the second row there.
Yeah, Dale, of course, for those you don't know, still helps out Ryan and Callum Crowe on the sidecar. The Derby East rider competes up at Derby there. He's on his Aprilia RS660, and the leaders are already in and out of Ballochagan for the Sport Bike Consolation Race, sponsored, of course, by our friends down there at the Station Garage. So 70, he's on that Aprilia. He leads at the moment with 60 just in behind him, and 28, so 60 Jack Andrews, 28 is there Blake Kelly, so two local guys there. There's Blake going through. You're not going to miss Blake on a dark, cold night with those leathers on anyway. So Blake running well there now. All on the Super Twin Stroke Sport Bike as you go into Ballinoris and into Joey's Gate, or through, don't go through Joey's Gate, you'll be in the field, keep to the left of it. And here he is, number 70, leads at the moment, on the brakes, Dale Broom. 28, somebody just being pushed a bit wide there, number 19, I think that was Aaron Hands, just being pushed a little bit further back with 53 in there. Ben Rainbow, we can see there, Ben, of course, from Plymouth. Lovely part of the world, Plymouth, isn't it? On a Suzuki SV650. So to the back technical part of the circuit they are now. That's at Bala Whetstone, heading over towards Williams Corner. These little twins, these little super twins, or sport bikes, as we said. And of course, that's the class that's going to be coming on now, isn't it? The sport bikes, but it's still 70 from 28. They're your two leaders at the moment. Aaron Hands, you can see in there. Also 34. That is, of course, Billy Cummins in there too. He started on row three. Cross Four Ways, lap one.
Yeah, there's around four in contention, led by number 70, Dale Brew. Got the fantastic Blake Kelly in there, 60, 19 on the way through. Two more, three more, including a couple of newcomers, 96, 50. Only time for numbers, 58, 40 and 69 on the way through as well. So at the back of the convoy on the way through on this race is the number 69, the Billy McKinstry Kawasaki of Ian Solyu as well. And the travelling marshals just pulling over here. We do have waved yellow flags at the moment, so we don't have any further details, but some yellow flags out across four ways. But the convoy has made it through Cross Four Ways. Dale Brew still leading, but he had around four machines in behind him as well on the way through as well. So he's not going to have it all as in way, despite that blinding start. So I do wonder if someone could maybe just catch a little bit of a toe on that longer run down to Great Meadow and into Stadium, potentially, if indeed that is long enough to be able to catch a toe on this particular Motor Arbor Lounge course. We have to wait and see. Back to you, Chris.
Yes, they're on the brakes there now. Number 58, I think there is, 58. The bike just being wheeled away. Seb Everton on his machine has just been, I think it looked like 58. I think it was 58. We'll get that double checked. Here's your leaders, though. Dale Broome. Great sounds. Dale Broome leads by 3/4 of a second for number 28. So 70 leads, 58 now, 60. Jack Andrews, 19 Aaron Hand, 64 Russ Taylor, 34 Billy Cummins, 62 Jack Griffiths, 96 Ben Wilkinson. Then it's 53 Ben Rainbow, 40 AD Scaife, and 69 Ian Salu. The lead at the front for Dale Broome over Blake Kelly. It's a Manx 1-2 at the moment, is 0.710 of a second as we head out on lap number 2 of 6 for the final race of the morning. Is it still morning? No, it's not. It's just after midday, 12:03. So Broome, Kelly, Andrews, Hands, and Taylor, they're your top five across the line there now. 64 just going through. The orange bib is flapping there as well as you get through Ballinoris again, heading towards Joey's Gate, and then hard on the brakes. So bumpy through there. You'll know if you drive it in a car how bumpy it is. Imagine it doing on a superbike or a sport bike or maybe even a sidecar, which will be later on. So Broome leads Kelly, leads 60 Andrews, then it's Aaron Hands, then it's 64 Russ Taylor, 62 just going a little bit straight on there. That's Jack Griffiths. And now that's the technical part of the circuit out the back there now. All a lot of tree cover under there. You've got to watch it. That little strobe effect with the sun that they might get a little bit later on. In absolutely perfect conditions, I think you'll agree, around this 4.25 mile Motor Arbor Lounge circuit here on Manx Radio Motorsport with our friends there at King of the Roads TV. Those guys and girls working hard out there on the cameras today to bring these fantastic shots around this 4.25 mile Motor Arbor Lounge circuit. Lap 2 of 6, cross four ways.
So here we go. Dale Broome still leads. It's a Manx battle at the front, isn't it? There's Blake Kelly, Aaron Hands, and then the number 60 machine as well of Jack Andrews, the newcomer. Two more interview. Then we've got numbers 62, 96 and 53 in that order. That's a good little battle that's going on as well there. So we've got Jack Griffiths, Ben Wilkinson and Ben Rainbow in a little tussle of their own. Then it's Ian Solyu, and then the Sol 250 in this particular race. AD Scaife on the way through as well. Just to add from what you were saying, Chris, earlier, it was Seb Everton who was retired here at Cross Four Ways on that previous lap as well. We just saw him strolling back over to the barriers here and his bike was wheeled away. So, unfortunately, the end of the race there for a newcomer, Seb Everton, a retirement at Cross Four Ways on the previous lap. But Dale Broome still leading Blake Kelly, who in turn is not too far ahead of the newcomer, number 60, Jack Andrews as well, who's keeping himself firmly in contention. Aaron Hands did just have a little bit of look into Cross Four Ways to see if he could make a pass, thought against it at the last second there. So the field's still quite compact as they make their way through Church Bends and on their way towards the Great Meadow and the fast left-hander at Stadium. To you, Chris.
It's a little bit closer this time. It was 0.710. In fact, it's pulled a little bit. He's got a good line out of there. So I thought Blake Kelly was a lot closer to him as he went on the brakes in the Castletown. It's 34 and 64. Billy Cummins and Russell Taylor, they go through. Billy's got ahead of Russell there now. Dale Broome leads by 0.908 of a second. So let's call that just shy of a second. Dale Broome leads Blake Kelly. Then it's 60 Jack Andrews, 19 Aaron Hands, 34 Billy Cummins. Then it's 64, Russ Taylor goes through. Then Jack Griffiths, Ben Wilkinson, all through. Ian Salu and AD Scaife all safely through there now. But the gap at the front, we're just going to do a little update on my little timing thing. I've got about three different screens running here at the moment. It's just not updated itself, but the splits are 0.908. Yeah, that is correct. It's on your screen, blue. Broome leads Kelly from Andrews, Hands and Cummins. 4 seconds separates about the top four there at the moment. Then it's Taylor, 64, 82 Griffiths as you go to Ballabeg, 96 Wilkinson, 53 Rainbow, 69 Salu and 40 Adrian Scaife on that lovely Moto3 machine. But Blake Kelly chasing down Dale Broome, but he's got to watch out behind him because Jack Andrews is sniffing just one little mistake and he'll be able to get past him and get himself up to that second place. And Aaron Hands as well, he's got to watch out as well because he could be one of the ones who could get in the middle of Jack Andrews and Blake Kelly as we go out to the far side of the circuit towards Williams Corner again. And the marshal I can just see, and that's a perfect spot. You're out of the sunlight there. That's perfect. Dale Broome, where he was really tight to the hedge through there for the exit of Williams. 60's got 19. Aaron Hands has made a move. Aaron Hands up to third place. Cross four ways. Rob.
Yeah, just seeing them dropping down into the dip, and on the approach it is Dale Brew who still leads from number 28, Blake Kelly. We just heard of that move, Aaron Hands, up to third a few moments ago. Number 60, Jack Andrews. The quartet close together as number 34 of Billy Cummins and number 64 of Russell Taylor, the newcomer, on the way through as well. Still not too much to choose between those two. This battle's still ongoing. This is a good one to watch here. The number 62 of Jack Griffiths. Then it's Ben Wilkins at number 53, Ben Rainbow. They're having a right old scrap just a bit further down the order. That's one to keep an eye on as well. Two more interview, Ian Solu and Adrian Scaife on the way through cross four ways on this third lap here. So Dale Brew still leading from number 28, Blake Kelly, and Jack Andrews and Aaron Hands close in attendance. We heard of Aaron Hands making that move around by the Williams area to move up into third. He's held that at cross four ways on the way through, but Jack Andrews having none of it. He's sticking with them, so still not too much to separate that quartet. This is not said and done. Still a fair few laps to go. We've come to the end of lap three. Back to you, Chris.
Blake Kelly is now all over the back of Dale Brew. The gap as he went across the line was 0.908. And Aaron Hands, you said, on the exit of Williams, got a great run out of there and managed to get him on the approach. And here they come to the bomb hole that was. Dale Brew's machine out of the turns is absolutely like a rocket ship. Blake does catch him up. And 19 is in there too, but 19 has got a problem again. He got 60. Jack Andrews, that's tight. Goodness me, that was tight as he went past the start and past the paddock area there. So 60, Jack Andrews has got himself back up to third place. The gap at the front is 0.535 of a second. So Aaron Hands just backed off a little bit on his machine there on the 19. The 650 Kawasaki is 40 and 69 go through. Adrian Scaife has got ahead of Ian Solu there now. But Dale Brew leads out on lap number four of six. So Dale Brew leads Blake Kelly by 0.535 of a second. Then it's Aaron Hands, 19. 60, Jack Andrews. 34, Billy Cummins. 64, Russ Taylor. 96, Ben Wilkinson. 62, Jack Griffiths. 53, Ben Rainbow. 40, Adrian Scaife. And 69, Ian Solu. But back at the front, as you watch 96 there, coming through to braking zone into the Iron Gate section. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, number 60 coming under pressure again. So 60, Jack Andrews back up to that third place of Aaron Hands. Getting a bit exciting all here, isn't it? 64, Russ Taylor just behind Billy Cummins. I tell you what, if he stays behind Billy Cummins, Russell Taylor, he'll learn quite a lot, because Billy has done this course so many times on such a range of machines over the years. Classic bikes, modern bikes. Billy's been round here hundreds and hundreds of times. So as you watch, as they go to the far end of the circuit on the exit of Williams, it's Brew, Kelly, but Kelly is now going to have Jack Andrews and Aaron Hands for company very, very shortly. And Dale Brew, Rob Pritchard, is pulling away a bit.
He is, because the others are getting caught in a little bit of a joust behind them, aren't they? So Dale Brew, he's around 3 to 4 bike lengths in front now across four ways. Blake Kelly, and back up to third at the moment is Jack Andrews ahead of Aaron Hands as he held it on the exit there. He's made the move. I think he has, yep. So Jack Andrews up to third as number 34, Billy Cummins, and number 64, Russell Taylor, come past. No change in that particular battle. Still around two bike lengths between them. Here's another battle that we've been looking at. This trio as well that are putting on a bit of entertainment here. Number 96, Ben Wilkinson, holding on to seven. Then Ben Rainbow, who's now moving ahead of number 62, Jack Griffiths as well. So Ben Rainbow moving up a place. We mentioned Ben Wilkinson moving up on the last lap. He did that somewhere between Cross Four Ways and Castletown Bypass. There's Adrian Scaife staying ahead of number 69, Ian Solu, on the way through Cross Four Ways on lap four here. So Dale Brew just pulling away from that trio in behind that are having a little battle of their own, it seems, to try and get themselves back up there. Dale Brew taking full advantage. It is still Blake Kelly in second, but it's the newcomer Jack Andrews on the R7 Yamaha. The ride from Wimbledon back up to third. To you, Chris.
Yeah, that lovely R7 machine. Let's have a little listen to them then. 1, 2, 3 machines. Dale Brew's machine out of the Castletown corner is an absolute rocket ship. I said it on the last lap. Hey, I tell you what, he's extended the lead to 1.123 with Dale Brew in behind. I beg your pardon, Blake Kelly in second place. Jack Andrews, as you quite rightly said, Rob, up to third. Then it's Aaron Hands going through, and Billy Cummins also through as well on 34. And Billy Cummins should be next on the road, is it, Bill? No, 96 should be next on the road. Yeah, 96. Of course, Russ Taylor's also gone through 64. So Ben Wilkinson has just gone past us now, as has Ben Rainbow and Jack Griffiths. But back at the front, Dale Brew extending that lead. Another half a second on it as Adrian Scaife and Ian Solu go through 10th and 11th position as they cross the line to head out onto their sixth lap. But back at the front, Dale Brew leads on the number 70 machine, of course, riding that Aprilia RS 660. Blake Kelly on the 28 machine, riding another one of the Aprilia, the unrestricted aisle machine. So it's a Derby East rider in the lead. That's up the north, or down the north, as we say. And as the Douglas rider, that's in the middle of the island, he is in that second position. So Brew, Kelly, Andrews, Hans and Cummins, they are your top five runners. They're already in and out of Ballabeg as 32 and 64, 32 of course. 62, I beg your pardon, Jack Griffiths and Ben Rainbow, they go through the Ballabeg corner. But Brew at the moment, how is he finding that? Because Blake really, really catches up with him when they're coming through Stadium Corner, and then he kind of pulls away, but that lead is pretty big now. It was 1.123. I reckon it's going to be at least 2 seconds by the time they get back here. Dale Brew in command of this race now, Rob.
Yeah, he is indeed. You can just see that gap stretching. He's so quick through some of the corners, as you say, Chris. There is Dale Brew. Blake Kelly. Oh, and Jack Andrews looking up the inside here, looking for second. It's Kelly down to third. Has he held it? Is Jack Andrews on the way through? He has. So Jack Andrews now up to second across four ways. Great manoeuvre there. 34, Billy Cummins running steadily at the moment ahead of 64, Russ Taylor. No change in that particular battle between those two there. So Billy Cummins still holding here. He was, what, the start-finish line? He was, what, 7.6 seconds back on the leading four, so that's a big ask to catch them. Here's this brilliant three-way battle. That's Wilkinson. Got Griffiths in there as well, and Rainbow's dropped just a little bit further back. What's it like? Yeah, Wilkinson's held onto it, I should say, through cross four ways in that back. Ian Solyu has moved ahead of Adrian Scaife here, so that's a change. Solyu up to the top 10, but Dale Brew at the moment is just storming away from that battle between the three riders in behind. We just mentioned Jack Andrews, who made that pass on Blake Kelly on the inside at cross four ways here, and he made it stick. Back to you, Chris.
As we watch him swapping positions, the quickest man on track is number 19. That is Aaron Hans at 241.519. But Brew across the line. There he goes. Blake Kelly drops down, as we said, into third position. Jack Andrews up into first place, second position. Dale Brew with a 241.247. Quickest lap of the race so far now is in his hands. So Blake Kelly to third, Aaron Hans in fourth, Billy Cummins through, Russ Taylor through. That's the six runners through so far. And as he break for Ballykagan, Blake Kelly has got back ahead of Jack Andrews on the run into there. So well done to Blake there now. Last start flag obviously is out for these riders in the Sport Bike Consolation Race sponsored by Station Garage. So at the front, Brew leads by 2.1, so he's put another second on that at the moment. So Blake Kelly has got himself back in the second place ahead of Andrews and ahead of Hans. They're having a cracking little battle here, aren't they? They really are, these guys here. 2.1 is the gap, then Kelly back only 0.4, and then another half a second back there. So I don't think the second, third and fourth position is up for grabs at all. But the first place man, he is absolutely clear. He's absolutely clear of the... Oh, some bumping and boring going on into Ballabeg. Just missed that there. Goodness me. So there is Brew. He should be first through the shot for us. Right in front. There he is. He's away. Who's going to be in that second place? Oh, I think that is... I'm pretty sure that is Blake Kelly. Still holding on to that second place on the unrestricted R bike with Jack Andrews in third and Aaron Hans in fourth. Back into our view on the Exeter Williams. It's still Kelly. It's still Aaron Hans up to third place now, just ahead of Jack Andrews. This could be carnage on the brakes in the cross four ways. Last lap, Rob.
Yeah. It could be, yeah, but Dale Brew is just sailing away at the moment from this battle in behind. So Dale Brew leading across four ways on the final lap. Blake Kelly, and it's Aaron Hans looking up the inside, and Jack Andrews as well. So Blake Kelly dropping two places across four ways. What's it like on the exit? Oh, it's held by Jack Andrews from Aaron Hans there. So it was Aaron Hans who got up to second. Jack Andrews then went for the overtake as well on Blake Kelly as 64 and 34. So Russell Taylor has got past Billy Cummins across four ways on the final lap. What a manoeuvre that was. Jack Andrews sensing his opportunity. Aaron Hans looked up the inside, moved up to second, but it only lasted his joy, probably about half a second on the way through as well, because Jack Andrews, he also got up and up next to Blake Kelly on the inside. Here as Wilkinson comes past, and 62 Griffiths and 53 Ben Rainbow as well. Dale Brew is storming away, but what a manoeuvre that was by Hans and Andrews through cross four ways. And Andrews was the one who made it stick the most. This battle going right down to the wire for the final two places on the podium as it stands at the moment, as Solyu and Scaife towards us. Solyu still in front there. To you, Chris.
Here he comes, 70 Dale Brew to take the race win, but who's going to get that second place? There's some interesting moves going in there. I think it's Aaron Hans who's maybe got through, but Dale Brew takes the race win. It's Hans! It's Hans that takes second place. He started on pole, comes home in second place from Jack Andrews with Blake Kelly in that fourth position. The win in the end by just about 3 seconds, and the quickest lap does go to Aaron Hans on the last lap with a 2:40.795. Billy Cummins just ousted Russell Taylor on 64, grabs fifth place from Billy Cummins, 34 on the line there. So that's your top six finishes so far. But a win for Dale Brew, margin at the end, 2.9. Two more machines into my view, three more machines 96. And 62, Jack Griffiths into 96, Ben Wilkinson. He is home in seventh place. 62, Jack Griffiths in eighth place. And 53, Ben Rainbow, home in ninth place. Should have a couple more machines, I think, to go. We should have. They're in behind him. Adrian Skafson behind. I don't think he's going to get him. Ian Salu just ahead of Adrian Skafson to come home 10th and 11th position. But a win. This will be an interesting interview. I wonder if he's going to sing the Manx National Anthem like he did at the Celtic Match Races last year to summer plum when they used, because they didn't have the National Anthem, so he sang it anyway. But Dale Brew takes a race win by 2.945 seconds from number 19, Aaron Hands, with number 60, Jack Andrews, home in third position. To say the quickest lap of the race, a 2 minutes 40.795 for Aaron Hands, and that was on lap number six. So a good last lap there for Aaron Hands. Made some work on that, didn't he? And let's have a little listen to what Dale Brew's got to say, the winner of the Station Garage Lightweight Constellation Race, and he is with Beth.
He certainly is. You have made Jerby proud this morning. Can you put that into words for us?
No, not really. I'm a bit... I was using somebody's pit board that was had zero on it. I think, oh, bloody hell. Got to crack on a bit more here. But no, I'm over the moon.
I mean, you got a brilliant start. I mean, you seemed cool, calm and composed from the outset. Did you have any idea about the battles going on behind you?
Not really, no. I knew that they were close because the pit board's around the track. But no, I just tried to stay calm and focus on what I was doing and... Yeah, over the moon, over the moon.
And you can see everybody who's come in to wish you congratulations here, your team. Everybody's just absolutely delighted.
Yeah, it's credit to all of them. They've all helped me in their own ways. And yeah, and all the people around the track clapping and cheering. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Machine ran like a dream?
Yeah, it did today, to be fair. She's quick enough, so.
Oh, Dale, we're so happy for you. Well done.
Thank you very much.
That is Dale Brew there. Now let's speak to our second place man, Aaron Hands. Just shaking hands with Dale there. I don't even know how to describe what just happened there.
I don't either. I just tried to keep my head down and look for that last lap flag. And I knew where I was stronger. But I made the move too early. And then coming across the line, I thought it was a sitting duck. So I was like, everything was tucked in and... Oh, I'm blowing.
You got the quickest lap of the race in that final lap as well?
Happy days. That's from tucking in.
Conditions are perfect. There are crowds lining the hedges. How was it overall?
Normally I can see a lot of people, and especially photographers, but I didn't see anyone this time. I just head down and enjoyed it, and that was mint with all my mates. Someone said to us yesterday, do you want to do the consolation race? Why not? It's three lap times. It's... The circuit's amazing, the people are amazing, and I'm peaking.
You're pretty amazing as well, Aaron Hands. Hey. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
And now we are going to speak to, in third place, Jack Andrews, a newcomer here at the Southern 100. We chatted with him briefly yesterday and said you were quite enjoying it so far, enjoying it even more now.
Yeah, now I've got a bit more experience, really enjoying it now.
I tell you what, there was a battle going on there between you and Blake Kelly, and then Aaron Hands joining that as well. What was it like from that point of view?
Crazy, to be honest. There's no room for error, and we're wheel to wheel racing. All the boys done really well, so just absolutely buzzing.
What do you take from this as a newcomer this year?
Just experience, really. We got asked if we wanted to come in this race for a bit more experience, and I was like, yeah, I'll take it up as I qualified for the main race. But some of the boys in there are ballistic fast, so it's just brilliant to be here.
And what does a podium mean to you and all those who support you?
Oh, it's massive, isn't it? All the hard work we put in, the money we spend to be here, it's just worth it then.
Oh, we're so pleased for you. Well done, Jack.
Thank you very much.
So those are your podium finishers. We are now going to do the presentation for this race, the Station Garage Consolation Lightweight Race, and Aaron Hands just going up to his machine there and just grabbing the bits and pieces so we can make sure that the photographs are all as they should be. What a fantastic result. So the presentation is going to be done by Michael Owen, the owner of the Station Garage, and What a fantastic, honestly, morning. I don't even know what time it is, what day it is. Just an absolutely brilliant race. So in third position for this Station Garage consolation race, a newcomer here. What a newcomer year it is for Jack Andrews. And in second place, he did leave it until that last lap, but flipping heck, he did it. In second place, Aaron Hands. And it's not only Jerby who's proud, but it's the whole Isle of Man for our winner of the Station Garage Lightweight Consolation Race. Well done, Dale Brew. Utterly brilliant, Chris. Everybody is absolutely delighted with that result, and what a morning it's been.
Yes, thank you very much, Beth. And we just had a request from the clerk of the course here and the Southern 100 Club just to remind spectators about your conduct while you're here at the Southern 100 2026. Please do not try to go on the road or walk on the pavements. The roads are closed until the roads open car comes past your location. If you stand somewhere you're not supposed to be, racing will be held up. So Dale Brew takes a race win from Aaron Hands, from Jack Andrews. Then it's Blake Kelly, Russell Taylor, Billy Cummins, Ben Wilkinson, Jack Griffiths and Ben Rainbow and Ian Salu, your top 10. Dale's winning margin, just under 3 seconds, 2.945. Home in 11th place is number 69, Ian Salu, and number 40, Adrian Scaife.